My Generation celebrates rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. All details on the My Generation Facebook page. It's time to catch up.
This is My Generation. I'm Dangerous Dave. The Red Hot Summer Tour celebrates 10 years playing all over Oz to kick off 2020. Hunters and Collectors are headliners, plus special guest Aussie Crawl legend James Rain, The Living End, The Angels, Baby Animals, Killing Heidi, Boom Crash Opera. And joining us today, Red Hot Rockers Mark Seymour and James Rain. Welcome to My Generation. How are you both?
Very good, thanks.
Who gets top billing? Is that discussion been made yet? Like, who goes on last? Or
Mark does.
No arm wrestle? It's already been made?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There are forces at work we have no control over.
Okay. Hunters and Collectors back doing some shows. This is fantastic, Mark. People must be very excited to hear this news.
Well, apparently, yeah. It's sort of, we're getting some pretty amazing reaction.
Yeah, you bet. Because is this going to be a permanent thing, or is it just a one-off for these shows? What's your plan at this stage?
No plan.
Right.
It's all one-off every time the band appears. It just sort of happens very quickly. The decisions are made very quickly and we do it and then everything goes quiet.
Is there a phone call, mate? Boys, we're going back on the road.
What's no, nothing. Like that. Nothing so romantic as that.
Okay.
No. It's a fairly dry process, but things just generally get going pretty quickly, and then we all converge at a rehearsal room somewhere in Melbourne and just get stuck into it.
It's a pretty mammoth tour, though. Like, this is your 3-month operation. Your summer is sorted. So
sure is.
Yeah.
Are you match fit? Are you ready to go? What goes in preparation?
Mark and I do lots of shows. We do a few together, but lots of shows individually.
Mm.
And I'm always working, so we're match fit.
Have you toured together before? Like, have you, Hunters and Ozcrawl or yourself, James?
I've done one show with the Hunters quite a few years ago when they first got back together, and I was just me and acoustic guitar, so it wasn't like a formal. There's one show. It was like a one-off thing. But as I say, Mark and I have done quite a few shows together.
Yeah. Any memorable moments from those shows that you've done together over the years?
Well, we have fun. We often have fun with just the idea, just flashing straight into my mind now, but sometimes some of the things that people will say at some of these shows.
Mm.
And I do remember once, for instance, I mean, this isn't going to sound funny, I don't think, but Mark and I sitting in a band room, we're about to do a show, and I think we'd done the sound check, and maybe it was an event, some corporate event or something, and some event woman, event person, and I have a personal particular, love for event organisers, it's a breed of them, right? But the woman marched in the band room, she goes, "Right, now which one is just famous?"
Oh, my God.
So Mark and I sort of look at each other and go, There's no answer to that question.
Headliners, Hunters and Collectors are reforming, especially for the Red Hot 10th anniversary. Now, Mark, do you enjoy the festival scene? Because, this is a 3-month tour.
Well, it's a different kind of, when I'm alone, it's when I'm just doing my solo stuff, it's much more sudden death. There's just a line check.
Yeah.
And you're 2 or 3 down the bill and you get up and do it. And I love the adrenaline of it.
Yes.
I like a big stage.
Yeah.
When you're big, good production and I've done the Red Hot Summer a few times.
Mm.
The Hunters thing is going to be a slightly different animal. It's a much bigger setup, production scaled up, but there's more stringent planning. I mean, if you're the headlining act, you kind of got to get it right.
Yeah.
So it's different psychology, but I do like the big crowds, and the Red Hot Summer thing is, it's a great event.
And you get to tour all over Australia. You get to go to, country towns and vineyards and all sorts of places. That must be a lot of fun to do.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. And I can only, concur with Mark. And it's also, it's a good way to not only to see other bands that you might not have, but we've done this for a little while, so you kind of get to know over the years, you get to know people, and certain people in certain bands are, you're more friendly with certain people just because you know them better.
Yeah.
But it's just a good way to catch up as well backstage. You get to catch up with people. Suze, how are you, Suze?
Haven't seen you in a year.
You're all right. And how are the kids? And so a bit of that goes on.
There's a lot of romanticism in this lineup. Boom Crash Opera, The Angels for the 80s lovers, the Baby Animals, The Living End, Killing Heidi from the 90s. So, look, it's guaranteed to be a mixed crowd.
Well, the band, all the acts have seasoned live performers.
Yeah.
So, the Red Hot Something's built up over many, many years, and getting acts like that on stage and it does work as an event. The bands can all play really well, and it all sounds good, and punters just turn up and hang out. And it's a very unpretentious thing, you know. It's just people are just there to enjoy themselves. And
great time of the year as well, summer.
That's true.
Summertime, exactly right. I think too, I've noticed that these sort of things, a lot of more younger people are coming. And it's, I guess, a testament to the fact that a lot of these younger people now have probably grown up with the music. Their parents have played it. You know, a lot of trade guys are
still
in their 20s
on
the building site. They're listening to this all day, you know, and these songs are in their sort of psyche, you know, they're in their subconscious. So, you know, it works on many, many levels.
Our special guests, Aussie rockers Mark Seymour and James Rain. Hunters and Collectors are reforming for the Red Hot Summer 10th anniversary celebrations on a huge bill, including James performing the hits of Aussie Crawl and his solo stuff, The Living End, The Angels, Baby Animals, Killing Heidi and Boom Crash Opera. Now, having a look at this calendar of dates and different venues from like Port Macquarie to Bribie Island to Batemans Bay, is there a favourite place in Australia to play?
The Wollongong show is good.
Oh, yeah?
On that cliff top, you know.
The footy over. I like just like the idea of summertime gigs in summertime. I like the East Coast. I know we're going to a lot of regional areas as well, which is great. But, you know, the Australian East Coast in summertime is pretty special.
And in particular, I mean, your music and Australian Crawls, to me, that just screams summer. I mean, that's, for me growing up, that was what I listened to over summer was Australian Crawl. So it's a perfect fit for the Red Hot Summer.
There you go. Perfect.
Thank you. So what do fans most like to hear? So when you're playing, is there a song that, you know, what's the song that for you, Mark, with Hunters or maybe solo work that gets fans up on their feet?
Well, Throw Your Arms Around Me is a standout, really. It just doesn't seem to, there's an enormous reaction to it. And it's just grown over the years and it's sort of, it just walks around the room on its own, like you just start it up.
It's My Generation with me, Dangerous Dave. Now, the Red Hot Summer Tour is one of the hottest tickets over summer and the festival season, an amazing list of acts headed by Hunters and Collectors with special guests including Australian Crawl legend James Rain. You got The Living End, Baby Animals, just to name a few, taking Australia's best rock and roll to regional Australia to kick off 2020. And all the details are on the My Generation Facebook page. Mark Seymour, James Rain, it's been great having you on the show. Now, what can fans expect from these shows?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'm on just before the Hunters and Collectors. Mark being is the boss. Buck stops with Mark on this one. But we're doing probably an hour, and it'll be everything, you know. It'll be Crawl, solo stuff. They know all the songs, you know. It's just in a great band, and we play all the time. So it's a good seasoned rock and roll band. Mark.
Fantastic.
segue, James. you know, it's we'll be playing songs going back to our first album.
Oh, brilliant.
So it'll be a full-blown retrospective.
So I get to hear The Slab, apparently, which is
my favourite
song.
You'll get to hear
song.
The Slab.
Awesome. What about you, James? Is there a song that gets the most reaction, or is it?
Well, like, you know, again, I agree with Mark, well, both of you, is that it's interesting how some of these songs, for no really obvious reason, become these things, become bigger than certainly how they were possibly when they first came out. But, you know, I don't know.
No, you're not at all.
But, I mean, you know, we play Reckless or Boys Light Up or Errol or Running at You Again or Slave. I mean,
so many songs.
No, but what I'm saying is
that it's
funny. Mark's line, that's a good line. The song gets up and walks around the room by itself, and I like that line. And I think Reckless, Boys Light Up, those sort of songs, people go nuts.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for joining us on My Generation. Real thrill.
Good on you. Thanks a lot. Mate. Thank you.
My Generation. Tune in for rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. Details on the My Generation Facebook page.